couple of theater questions for you. What's your best advice for an actor or actress on stage when the other person forgets their lines?
Well, I was always one of those when I was growing up and I'd do a play, I always knew everybody else's lines. I guess my best advice is, since you know where it's going, you know, you have to steer it back. You can't stop. You have to live in the action of what's going on and try to pull the person back through information and questions. And so you can deliver the message. But that's, I mean, that doesn't really happen that much. I mean, unless you're doing something, I guess, that you've had no rehearsal on, that doesn't really happen. I don't think I've been in any Broadway shows in which people just completely go up without a clue. Although I did it once in my own show, a concert, but it was a show, it was called Sam. And I just went up in the middle of like a monologue and had no idea where I was or what to do. And I looked over at my music director and his eyes were, you know, just so wide of like, he knew I was just gone. And I had to leave the stage and go to my dressing room and look in the script to see where I was. I'll be right back. That was pretty horrifying.
Oh, that's. What advice do you have for young actors that want to do theater coming up?
Live your life. Your working on your craft is important, but it's not everything, because as an actor, your job is to observe the human condition. So you must be in the world, go to movies, read the newspaper, go to places and just observe people, you know, in airports, in coffee shops, on the street, and take in what's around you. Because when we get myopic about our craft, it's very easy to forget what we're actually supposed to be doing, which is mirroring the human condition. So it's like, live, get out, go, you know?